Quick note, I have nothing to say about it, but I'm not going to go down without some swinging going on.
Jesus you will punch Christ. A guy.
Sure. I will punch random dudes. And they will say, why did you punch that dude? Because I cast a fucking cosplayer in a movie.
Not about cosplayers.
Justin, no. You have some hate for cosplayers.
I love cosplayers. Some of my best friends are cosplayers. I am going to be hosting the Masquerade at Anime North this year.
wait. We need to go for
I'm
going to
enjoy you trying to say some of those names.
They're giving me a pronunciation guide in like June.
Hello, and welcome to I Thought They Smelt Bad on the Outside, a show that, wait a minute, I had a thing for this. I'll get back to it. My name is Scott.
I'm Sam, and uncomfortable right now.
Do you need a cushion, Sam?
Yes, actually. I'm sitting on a horrible wooden chair.
Scott, get your wife a cushion. I'm Justin, and also with us is...
Dan, you're lying.
That's your cue, Dan.
It was only working when they're unconscious.
But your screen decided to die. It flatlined.
Beep.
Anyway.
This is Dan.
Okay, so...
Experiencing some technical difficulty.
There we go. So, pick of the week, I choose Sam.
I don't like going first. Okay, first pick of the week.
Oh, I thought you chose Sam as your pick of the week, and I was like, aww.
No, I'm not that nice a person. Ow. You saw that.
Wow, way to pull an archer.
Less
that
than
was
a year.
Real.
Okay, hold on.
You deserve it. Aww.
His owie has been fixed, everybody. I wish I was pick of the week. I'm a little pissed now.
I'm sorry. I
Hang
caused
on,
the trouble.
I'm with my magic so I can beat the shit out of him some more.
All right, so Sam, what is your pick of this week?
Is it
punching your husband in the head?
I wish. No, the first is the Game of Chairs parody that was on Sesame Street. It was just kind of brilliant. And Sesame Street just in general has been doing some really good parodies. Like, before the show started, Scott and I may have watched like 4 or 5 of them in a row, including a Star Wars one about, what is it, Star S'mores?
Yes, you have to learn really self-control cute. Because your Wookiee sidekick is
a
cookie.
Named Chewie. It was cute. My second pick is a book, which is releasing tomorrow, and it's by my friend. Her name is Courtney Summers, and it's called All the Rage, and it is a phenomenal look at rape culture and how people tend to neglect the feelings of rape victims and or basically tell them, hey, guess what? You weren't raped. Nah, not at all. So it's a really awesome book. The main character totally gets revenge in her own little way, which is fantastic. And I totally recommend it. Really good book. Courtney also writes zombie books, too, but I like this one slightly better. And I guess I have to toss it to somebody, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Justin, because he defended me from Scott being a horrible husband.
What? Oh. Yes, pick of the week. Thank you for letting me get in before the other two guys, because my pick is Daredevil!
Bastard.
Matt Murdock in a house!
I haven't watched it yet.
I've only watched the first 3 episodes, because I was busy this weekend, and it's very enjoyable so far. The fight scenes are wonderfully choreographed. There's a bit at the end of the second episode that reminds me of a certain sequence in... one of the Vengeance film, Old Boy. And I mean, it's a really good adaptation of the comic book character to a Netflix version of a MCU show. Yep. Love it.
Yep. The only complaint, there's a distinct lack of Russians going, bro.
They're saving that.
That's for the Hawkeye series. Come on, man.
I mean, I realize that they did introduce Russian mobsters who don't say bro, but they aren't the tracksuit mafia. So,
or that weird
oh my god, I saw Miami. These two girls cosplaying as Kate at Astra this weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I not have a tracksuit?
Because they stopped making the brown and yellow ones for men.
Yes.
We discovered this. It was terrible.
Yeah. Disappointment.
Mad disappointed, bro.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's a good show. I can't wait to... I don't know how soon I'm going to be finished because it's... there's only 13 episodes and I want to not finish them
in
without knowing when Luke Cage starts.
Luke Cage might be another year.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
They're doing like one a year.
Is Luke Cage the next one? Or...
I want to say it's Luke Cage. They did. I want to say they said Luke Cage was the next one.
As far as I know, it's this one, then Luke Cage, then Iron Fist, then Alias, and then Defenders. But I could be wrong.
Because I know I've seen pictures of them doing the stuff for David Tennant as the Purple Man for Jessica Jones. I don't know if he's just going to make like a cameo in Luke Cage and then go full on in Jessica Jones or what.
I don't know. Maybe we've got the order wrong.
Gotta toss it, Justin.
I just went.
Yeah, you gotta throw it.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta pass it.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Yes. Now, Scotty boy.
All right. So my pick of the week is going to what? Actually, I've mostly spent the whole weekend watching Daredevil, so that was gonna be mine. And then Justin ruined everything.
You mean you're not excited for Project Cross Zone 2?
Okay. Well. Okay. So I guess it's a trailer for a Japanimation thing called Project Cross Zone 2. Which is a crossover tactical RPG beat-em-up hybrid with characters from Sega, Capcom, and
Namco Bandai.
Bamco Games. Except this time the Sega slate of characters includes non-RPG characters, so we're getting Majima and Kazuma from Yakuza Dead Souls.
I watched the trailer maybe 8 times just so I could squeal over Kazuma and Majima.
Okay, I need to ask, is this a game or a show?
It's a game. It's a game. It's going to be on
3DS. Because I just heard a lot, and I'm like little overwhelmed, so I just wanted to clarify that.
It's got the guy from Strider, Justin. Remember Strider? No, you don't.
Oh, love Strider. Freaking jumping along and spinning and throwing, that's the best.
Yeah. All right, Mason, go.
All right, my pick is the new Ant-Man trailer just dropped. And I'm going to get on the hype train. It just happens to look like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Just a little bit. Not enough to get sued or anything. Probably not going to be the box set for Phase 3, but you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they're playing things a little different. It looks like it's going to be kind of a heist movie this time instead of the... Oh, hey, I get powers. Other guy gets powers. Oh, look, we have to stop Doomsday thing.
Well, I think Phase 3 is looking kind of a little blue-collar street level compared to, you know, some of the crazy over-the-top stuff we have done. I mean, Phase 3 also has Ragnarok, so tone could be a little more all over the place. But it looked fun. I think it would look more fun as an Edgar Wright movie, but that might just be me and my fanboy talking.
You do realize he switched to do Grasshopper Jungle, right? Which is fucking insane.
Look, I just want more Edgar Wright movies.
Well, you're getting one.
I want two Edgar Wright movies. Two.
I want Edgar Wright to do a mainstream comic book film.
I would like to see what he could do with, like, a massive, ungodly amount of money.
Grasshopper Jungle is getting a stupid amount of money.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars money?
I'm not sure. I don't remember what I saw was the number.
Is he getting invited to Kevin Feige's house for cocktails?
Maybe?
I don't think so.
All right. So that is that, and Dan has died. We'll see if he comes back.
I'm going to miss
him. No, I should still be here.
Okay. So
he's alive!
He's being very quiet and respectful, unlike you.
That's not how you get shit done.
I know, you're the host.
So
apparently that's not how you get shit done, guys.
That is not how you get shit done. You get shit done by going into the danger zone, because we're talking about Archer tonight, a FX comedy animated series about the world's most deadliest spy and how he is rendered completely incompetent due to interpersonal issues and, you know, just massive character flaws.
Oh, God.
I like
now,
it.
Yeah. Is he a really good spy, or is he a really lucky spy?
I think he is really, really good at the particular skills of spying. But he as a person is just incapable of anything.
True that.
You know.
I'm just flashing back to that episode in the Swiss Miss. Is that the name of it?
I think so.
And yeah, he did a lot of the drive around on a. Are we doing? We don't care about spoilers, right? Because
no.
We're talking about like 4 or 5 year old episodes.
Archer has been on for a while, so
yeah.
If you haven't watched Archer, go now, do it.
It's on like Netflix and stuff.
Yep, first 5 seasons are on Netflix. So
That's how I watched it. Well, season 5 is not on Canadian Netflix yet.
Yes, it is.
Season six is not on Canadian
Netflix.
Because I haven't seen season 6 yet, so.
I mean, I'm not saying there are other ways to watch TV shows than legitimate ones or having access to the station that broadcasts it.
I never remember when it's on is my problem. So Netflix has always been the go-to
Who the hell watches TV? I mean, seriously, other than Game of Thrones and superhero-based ones, it's all like, meh.
I'll catch it when I catch it.
Yeah, it'll be on.
And that's it. Netflix has facilitated me binge-watching about 3 seasons of Archer in a weekend that one time, and then having to keep up like a regular schmuck for the past 3 years.
This episode brought to you by Netflix. Netflix!
Netflix.com!
I binge-watched all of it up until season 5, and then I had to be a schmuck and watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Netflix, taking you to the danger zone.
Danger zone!
The show hurts my head, but I think that's why I love it so much. Certain characters just make me so uncomfortable.
It's an uncomfortable show. I mean,
which characters don't make you uncomfortable?
Yeah,
please.
True. Yeah, name one.
Lana, actually, for the most part, but that's because I share behavior issues with Lana. I do the same things, so I feel like her and I are kind of we're cool.
So, did you get pregnant behind Scott's back?
No, not like that.
No, but she had
pregnancy in that home will happen directly in front of Scott.
Yeah. No, but she has, of course, you know, threatened me repeatedly with Tech Nines to no avail.
It's true. Lana's rage issues and Sam's rage issues kind of the same.
Well, as we saw earlier in the podcast, there was plenty of, you know, Scott making a smart-ass comment and then getting punched in the face for it.
Unfortunately, you know, I still don't know why Scott is with me. Probably because he's afraid. I'm just saying.
Marriage.
With my bare hands.
Marriage is the ultimate zone of danger. Enter it.
I have
your own
bit
peril.
Of a crush on Aisha Tyler, so yeah.
That's fair. Aisha Tyler's pretty awesome.
She really is.
She needs to work on her podcast hosting skills, Scott, because she's not nearly as good as you.
You know what? Let her do 5 years and 100 more than 100 episodes, and we'll see where we're at.
But yeah, everyone else makes me uncomfortable. Lana does not. For whatever reason.
Hey, are you saying that Archer himself makes you uncomfortable? Is the world's only autistic superhero making you uncomfortable?
No, not exactly. Archer is just kind of scary when he really
is. Is he supposed to be autistic?
It is a recurring question that I don't think the show will ever answer, but I'm just going
to avoid it.
Well, it comes up at least once a year, and I think the one with in season 4 with the dog in Turkmenistan. I feel like if there was ever a case to be made that he is autistic, that's the one. He has a full-fledged conversation with the dog. And then he still counts everyone's bullets.
Archer.
That's why I always hate being on your show, Scott, because your recollection is, like, scary. And I'm like, yeah, he likes an ocelot.
See, there's the ocelot also treats it like people.
Then there's also Pam's, you know, wonderful experience in underground fighting and mating with the Yakuza. I find that kind of amusing, actually.
Pam has a rich personal life.
I have seen a lot of really good Pam cosplay. Like, people go to lengths, getting, like, you know, things written on their backs. And
yeah, the full gothic tattoos. I mean, it is impressive. Actually, speaking of impressive Archer cosplay, have you seen the ones going around where they've actually, like, inked the outfits so that they look like they were, you know, that sort of quasi-rotoscopy style?
Oh, God, no.
It's pretty neat, actually.
They're pretty neat. It's very interesting.
Like, now that I think about things, that the one character that gives me the most nightmares probably is Cheryl. Cheryl scares the shit out of me.
More than anyone else
on the damn show.
You are missing the single most terrifying character on the show.
Who's that?
Mallory.
I don't know. I don't find Mallory terrifying.
She just sort of... It's like Jessica Walter just sort of wandered over and no one told her she wasn't being Mrs. Bluth.
It's true, actually.
Holy cow. Did you know if you Google Archer cosplay and click on images, it then gives you like a breakdown of people dressed up as the various characters? And right now I'm looking at a screen full of women dressed up as Lana Kane.
Hot.
Just going to turn off the audio for a couple minutes.
You take some bunk time, Justin, if you have to.
I'll be in my bunk. God okay. bless you, cosplayers of America, and I don't mean to sexually objectify you, but...
Or imply that, you know, God has anything at work in cosplay, but there you go. Hat tip to you all. Okay, Sam, you have to explain how Cyril disturbs you.
We are also kind of similar.
By Cyril?
We are Cyril's also similar. Like... So I don't think he scares
Cyril is
me.
Practically the viewpoint character of the show.
Well, see, Scott likes to compare my first-person shooter playing style to how Cyril shoots people.
Suppressing fire!
I literally see you anytime you have an assault rifle. The bullets are just everywhere. And all I can say is suppressing fire. And if the AI of video games responded to suppressing fire accordingly, you'd be doing not half bad.
See why I can't be afraid of Cyril. Actually, I've always loved Chris Parnell, though, so that was actually why I wanted to watch the show. I used to love him on SNL, so it was kind of nice to see him play kind of himself on a show.
It is a good role for him.
It really is. I don't know, actually, vests. The majority of the people they picked, man, like, they're all, like, the people that you recognize, they fit their characters pretty good. I mean, Jessica Walters really is perfect. Like, they didn't have to work hard with that.
And I just want to say, Chris Parnell, did you guys watch Suburgatory?
No, I have not.
No, I have not.
All right, check it out when we're done here. Hop onto your Netflix. He's hilarious, Tudyk's hilarious, everyone's hilarious.
Okay, there we go. Oh, that's cool. So explain how Ray disturbs you.
I love Ray.
Oh God, that scene where he's in his broken cyber legs aren't working, and he's in that filthy diaper. Krieger is the worst.
Krieger is the worst. No. The best Ray moment is the one where they're floating down river, and he pretends his legs are broken for the whole episode.
I like it, like when he meets his brother, but that's because his brother is what's his face from 30 Rock, and it's kind of adorable because he's a hyper Christian.
Yes.
And he's just like, oh, everything will be great. Nice to meet your wife. And it's like, Actually, my favorite Ray moment, though, is totally from season 5, where he's teaching Shirleen how to sing, and he screams, "Again! Again!
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 Again!"
And she's just like, "What?" It's like watching an old married couple. It's actually really funny. Krieger actually scares me the most, by the way. So.
Reminds me, I still haven't seen Whiplash.
Again!
That's one that needs to come to Netflix sooner. I've seen the clip where J.K. Simmons just keeps slapping that kid for being a beat behind. This is uncomfortable.
I don't know if he's actually a beat behind or if he's just a jerk. Yeah.
I'm not sure either, but that's some uncomfortable memories, man.
Music class was hard on you?
I was hard on myself in music class.
Let it all out, Scott.
And then I was hard on others when they tried to insist that what I was doing was easy.
What was your instrument?
Xylophone.
I bounced across the entire percussion section, but when people got to xylophone and claimed it was easy, I would just sort of make them stand there and just sort of be like, "Nope, don't look down."
Again.
It was definitely like that. All right. How does Woodhouse disturb you, Sam?
Woodhouse has all my sympathy in the world. He does not disturb me. Other than, I guess, the fact that he just takes the abuse so willingly. That just makes me sad.
Well, that's why he's had to revert to heroin.
True. Hello, I don't blame him. Seamus. I mean, Archer treats him like crap for the dumbest things. Thought
does
I asked
Archer
you to make
really
me a sandwich.
Well?
Sometimes Lana.
Sometimes.
When he's not calling her, what is it, Manhand Bearbox?
No, I think he treats Lana worst, even when she wants something from her. No, I think Wood...
Especially when he wants something from her.
That's true. Actually, I don't think Archer treats Krieger all that bad.
Well, because Krieger makes him as uncomfortable as Krieger makes everybody.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to really care about the whole hologram waifu or his bizarre fascination with Rush.
There is no such thing as a bizarre fascination with Rush. There's only a proper acceptance of Rush.
I think... I think for an Argentinian, he is perhaps more fascinated with Rush than is the norm outside Canada.
I beg to differ, sir. I beg to differ, and allow me to dig into my Rushophilia. But Rush, several years ago, produced a live album entitled Rush in Rio, where they had a concert where they filled, I think, the largest venue in the nation. And what was interesting about this album was the crowd was so into it. They sang along with every song, including the instrumentals.
Well, you can sing along with a Rush instrumental.
Yes, but most people don't. They were into it.
For anyone who wants that as a ringtone, 95 cents.
Yeah, but 75 cents of it goes to Neil Peart.
So, as is good and proper, and our duty as Canadians to share our earnings with Neil Peart.
I should have known we'd spend a chunk of this episode talking about Rush. I saw a Krieger and his cyber wife, his hollow wife costume at Fan Expo.
Yeah.
They were excellent. That was very impressive. Krieger song!
Lana, you love Kenny Loggins.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so the Kenny Loggins episode is the highlight of season 5, which I'm going to say season 5 is the best season.
I loved season 5.
Best episode of season 5 or best episode?
Well, best episode. Best episode.
It's not my favorite, but I loved it to pieces. If only just for Lana to be like, Kenny who? She gets some good in that moment. She really does.
The Archer Vice season was so nice because it was such a huge divergence from the rest of the show.
Well, it was the exact same. It was like the exact same tone and characters, but it felt a lot better. Like it finally didn't have to reach to get half the characters on the screen at the same time.
They actually just were all there and kind of thrown into, you know, such a fun situation that they couldn't escape each other.
Yeah, and season 6 feels like kind of like a step backward. Like they started adding B plots for the Office team that are always kind of terrible and go nowhere. And I'm glad that season 6 ends on the note of, no, we're going back into our business for ourselves. It's going to be an A-team riff season. I like it.
I like it too.
Seen it.
We'll get there.
Me neither.
Fix it, husband.
Fix it, Netflix.
Fix it, Netflix. This episode no longer brought to you by Netflix.
I mean, like, truthfully, my favorite episode. I would say Archer season 5 is still my favorite season, but my favorite episode is still the Bob's Burgers parody, because I can watch that one over again.
The Bob's Burgers sequence is amazing.
It really is.
That's like that right at the beginning of season 3, or?
I think it was season 4.
Actually.
But I love that one, just because, you know.
Yeah, it's the first episode of season 4.
It's also because they got the Bob's Burgers cast to be on there very briefly.
Well, I don't know if it would have been that hard.
Well, I was going to say for a couple of them, yeah.
Since they're already on there and appeared later on in the year, too.
But I love, like, when he's just like, I don't know, I thought I was this guy, and I had children and a wife.
See, I feel like I feel like Bob's Burgers owes Archer some reciprocity on that, and I heartily look forward to that episode of Bob's Burgers.
It's gonna happen, except it's gonna totally be Louise. It's gonna be about Agent Louise, because only Louise has those fantasies. Gene's too stupid for those. He'll just be the trusty sidekick that farts a lot. And we will love him for that. He can cartwheel.
I just wanna add another thing. I adored the Charlene album.
I do at least have to buy the Danger Zone cover.
Yes, that was a really good cover.
The Danger Zone cover is the one I've listened to the most. However, I also enjoy her cover of Eastbound and Down.
That is also very good. I may end up talking myself into buying the whole thing.
Is the one where she does Eastbound and Down, was that the one where they were driving the van?
Yeah, that's the one where they're running the block. Right. They're actually doing the Smokey and the Bandit parody. Right, Archer's right. In the blocker car.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. I refuse to take a plane there. God damn it.
Another favorite episode of mine is the one on the train with the
with the
Nova Scotian separatist terrorist.
Oh, that was a good one.
Okay, I'm going to admit that completely slipped my mind.
You don't remember?
You don't remember Dudley Douchebag? You already used that joke.
I pretty much mainlined the first four seasons in like 2.5 days, so it was hard, I'm going to admit. But, you know, I remember enjoying it all.
Wasn't it What's-His-Face from The Walking Dead game in it, the guy who plays...
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is his name? Lee Everett. The actor's name. You're better at this than I am.
I can't remember it.
Lee Everett was in it. He was really good. Unfortunately, black stereotypes hit him really hard in that one. Archer's a douche.
Who's the German... Oh, yes. The Diversity Hire episode?
Oh, yeah.
Conway Stern?
Yeah, Conway Stern.
He gets his hand torn right off. Are the German hitman and his girlfriend recurring characters?
No, sadly.
You see him past season 3?
Yeah, they don't really come back. I mean, they could come back for a really awesome one now that the child is born.
I'm really sad. I never...
Manfred and Uta.
Yeah.
What was the episode where Archer meets his best friend in the whole wide world and then that best friend betrays him? I was trying to remember this earlier. But I love that episode where Lana's like, no, dude, he's not what you think he is. No, you're just jealous because he's that much cooler than you, Lana. Just the way he yells at her. Like, poor Lana. She's trying to get you out of a bad situation. And then, of course, you know, Cyril's there being useless, as always. But I love that episode. I just never remember the character's name, and it bugs me every time.
Okay, wait a minute. So, the Canadian episode guest starred the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Yes!
I'm going back to rewatch it. No. See ya, guys! Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they play the different... They one plays a terrorist, one plays a Mountie. Yeah, I forget what the last one was.
I'm sure it was hilarious.
I'm sure. I mean, so Dan, what's one of your favorite episodes?
Oh God, there's kind of a few. It's hard to pull some down. The whole arc where it's after Katya's death and Archer goes like AWOL.
Oh, and he becomes like a pirate king.
He becomes a pirate king who is terrible at pirating.
And he's hanging around with
Rip Riley, played by Patrick Warburton.
I've forgotten his name on the Venture Brothers. Brock Sampson.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something I want to freaking know.
Okay.
Archer manages to put out a season almost every year. They are consistent. They are regular. Okay, no, I'm wrong. Season 2 had a gap of a little more than a year. It aired in December of 2011, and then season 3 came out January 2013.
And I think that's kind of common for animation, where you'll do an order and then wait till the whole thing's run to decide on another order. So I think that gap
season
is...
Season 2 also had... Oh, sorry.
There are children being born and growing to adulthood between seasons of the Venture Brothers. Okay? What have I done wrong to live in a world where that happened? That is just a bad thing.
Well, that's what happens when your show is primarily broadcast on Cartoon Network.
I miss Venture Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. Is I think I started watching Archer as sort of something to fill the gap between the Venture Brothers, because it has sort of that retro pastiche cynicism and also everyone is a failure vibe. And hey, they keep producing an episode of, you know, 13 episodes a year, like regular television manages to.
As if they're being run by an actual... I mean, where's their producer that, you know, is like... occasionally standing over top of Santa Claus and Doc Hammer and going, new episodes, please. I have your mother in a storage container downtown. You know, I'm assuming that's how it works.
I'm guessing.
Hollywood.
I presume Matt Thompson does exactly that.
It's, you know, he knows what needs to be done. Oh, Adam Reed produces it.
He's also one of the characters. He's Ray.
Yes. Yes.
He's multi-talented.
Very much so.
He's a hard-working man. Oh, Archer is so much fun. Has it ever been turned into a game of any kind, other than that horrible board game that no one likes?
No, but I was... That's it. I really want there to be... I really just want someone to take the last Hitman game and rewrite it, where instead of playing 47, you're playing Archer, because then that game actually makes sense.
I also wouldn't mind a brawler with all the characters. I feel like that would just be fun.
Maybe something in the vein of No One Lives Forever.
Yeah.
A little stealth.
Well, that's
little
what
shooting.
I was thinking. Because that character, she's Lana.
Yeah, kind of.
I could totally see it if they did one on like the Xbox One, and you'll be like playing the campaign mode or something, and even if you're in like party chat with your friends, the Kinect will still pick up your voice, and when you're trying to be a stealthy or something, it'll pick up you talking to your friends and alert the guards and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, just think about the power of the achievement names. Think about what you would have to do to earn Danger Zone.
Don't shut the hell up.
Talk not a lot, to be deadly honest. That pretty much pops
pressing
around.
Fire, use an entire clip of ammunition without actually hitting anyone.
I would get that like in my first try. Easy. I suck that bad at shooters. I like to play them. I'm really bad at them.
See, I almost sort of appreciate, as the series keeps going, I appreciate that weird anachronistic vibe that stuff just seems to have, because it just sort of adds to the implication that they're so incompetent and broke that they can only afford real-to-real mainframe computers.
I like to think the anachronism is a design choice more than...
Oh, it's definitely a design choice.
I you know, ISIS seems like they're, you know, until they get shut down for Mallory's...
Evading laws.
Corruption. Grade A, first class, Stephen Harper level corruption.
Yeah.
Treason.
Okay, I signed it off, guys. We're good.
Yes. Well, I don't know about treason. It's
It was a little treasony.
Although she did provide a lot of comfort to the enemy, if you know what I mean.
Phrasing.
Own sex with the head of the KGB. Yes.
Phrasing.
Are we still doing phrasing?
This show deserves so much praise just for giving us phrasing in
Mom, is he my dad?
In the,
you can tell
the,
me.
The pop culture lexicon.
That's honestly what got me into the show, is just having so many of my friends doing quoting lines from the show, and I'm like, wait, huh?
Holy
okay,
shit,
you know what? I'm gonna check this out. Oh, I get it now. That's actually pretty good. Because this is how we get rats.
Ants.
What happened to the Crocodile Dundee one? I like that one where he's like, I'm actually afraid of crocodiles.
It wasn't Crocodile Dundee, it was Gator.
That's what it was.
But even though there weren't any fan boats in Gator.
That one was still funny. I don't care.
Hey, they got Sploosh. Burt. They got Burt fucking Reynolds on the show.
This is it. They get some really fun celebrities on this show every so often. Like, they had George Takei as the leader of the Yakuza, as Mr. Moto. And Pam tries to... So, what's the deal with Mr. Moto? You don't with Mr. Moto.
Ah, it's such an enjoyable show. And, like, there's so much of it, too. You've got, like, 6 years of episodes, and so... But it's not so overwhelming, because they're short seasons. It's like, it would not be, and it's only a half hour each episode, right? So it's like...
You don't feel like you're... Like, it's not like The Wire, where you're never actually going to watch it, but you're going to keep promising yourself you will.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. One of these days. Don't you worry, sir. I will watch The Wire, and then I will be able to say whether it's as good as everyone says or not.
Oh my god, you have to watch The Wire.
I am so glad I caught up on Breaking Bad, because that would have been just another nail in my pop culture coffin.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad.
It's a good show. You should catch up on it sometime.
It's pretty cool.
It's on Netflix.
I unfortunately have a lot of shows to catch up on because I admittedly don't watch a lot of TV, and the only TV I watch is cartoons. I don't know how you manage that, Scott. Married a woman who doesn't like real TV and only watches cartoons, but, you know, here we are.
Well, he didn't marry you for your TV watching habits.
Well, in your defense, for every one good show there is, there's quite a few bad.
It's true.
That really never stops her from watching The Amazing Race.
Hey, The Amazing Race is great.
It's a lot of fun.
It is the finest of the reality TV shows.
I agree, Justin.
More fine than Strip Search.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like the PvP one where they were looking for a new cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, because I never have to look at Scott What's-His-Face on the show.
Yeah. Well, it was for Penny Arcade, so...
Wasn't he one of the co-hosts?
He showed up for a episode.
Oh god, that was so horrifying. I was at Gen Con with a friend one year, and I saw What's-His-Face. The PvP online guy who...
Scott
has a certain size issue.
Scott Kurtz.
Who's a bit of a jerk too, so no love. But I saw him walking across the thing, and I pointed him out to my friend, and he's like, "Are you just pointing at the fattest guy you can see, so you can think I could, so I can be impressed that you spotted Scott Kurtz?" And I'm like, "Oh man, am I that horrible a person that you would think I would do that?" And it's a fair cop. But no, it was Scott Kurtz. I had met him before at San Diego.
I thought you said it was Gen Con.
No, but then he saw him again.
Oh, okay.
Previously, I saw him at San Diego, and then I saw him from an escalator at Gen Con.
Okie dokie.
Yes.
There you go.
Please cut that out. No one wants to hear about my escalator escapades at Gen Con.
Everyone has escalator escapades at Gen Con. As far as I can tell, Gen Con is like 30% escalator.
Closer to 28.
Okay. But, and then yeah. and the rest of it is just trying to find a restaurant that has space.
Yes, and that will serve gay people. But yeah. I'm kidding, Indianapolis. We sympathize with you in your time of dealing with strange,
stupid
state regulations.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Archer.
Everyone loves Cyril. Yay!
Everyone loves Cyril.
Do you actually love Cyril, Scott? Because some days I wonder.
No, I don't actually like Cyril all that much. I mean, he's.
Well, I think the thing with Cyril is everybody knows somebody like Cyril.
Everyone's felt a little Cyril when they go to work. Sometimes.
What, did you marry Cyril? Are you uncomfortable right now?
I forgot that he actually persistently cheated on Lana, which just strikes me
as very odd.
Yeah. It's like, what?
And once was with Cheryl?
Microphone, yeah. Sam. Talk to that.
I want a hug.
Cheryl is a quirky character. I'm not going to say I don't admire her sadomasochistic.
I gotta love Cyril. She made me have choke sex with her. And just like the complete trauma on his face, and she's just like, "Yeah, it's great." Oh, he wasn't really good.
Now, Wikipedia says that Krieger has several holographic anime-style girlfriends.
Yes. Well, at one point,
I thought there was only I assumed there was one.
Basically, every time he iterates the software, it's technically a new holographic wife, and sometimes he kills the holographic wife as some sort of weird murder porn fantasy.
Oh, Krieger-san.
Krieger-san, no. And who doesn't love movie sushi night? Really?
Stir Friday.
I've never made stir fry on a Friday, specifically to avoid that terrible pun for the rest of time.
I think I made stir fry on every night of the week. It's just a great meal.
That is one of those puns that actually physically hurts someone when said.
I'm sorry, if you never
I can't be responsible for everything. You know, I can't be responsible for allergens in your dinner. I can't be responsible for pain in your puns.
And if you want us to stop saying the phrase Stir Friday, send us $9.95. Till my demands are met, Stir Friday.
Stir Friday, that's the day you make stir fry on a Friday. It's the day at the end of the week. And if you'd like that as a ringtone,
95
make it your own damn self.
95 cents. All right. Sam, other favorite episodes from you?
I'm trying to think. Skip me. I have to think a little harder because I'm really bad at describing episodes. I like the one where Charlene's brother is in it.
Oh, the sea tent two-parter?
Yes. That one I thought was really funny. Because what's your
favorite? C-Lab. Oh, yeah.
The C-Lab episodes.
And then what's her face? Louise is the pilot.
Yeah.
I can never remember the girl's name who plays her.
Kristen Schaal,
that's right.
Especially Kristen Schaal.
That's because she takes Cheryl on too, which is pretty funny.
Now, amusing point. Anyone here watching Last Man on Earth?
No, not yet.
Good show.
No.
When you get to it, Kristen Schaal, very funny.
I believe it. I liked her a lot on 30 Rock.
She was really cute on 30 Rock.
She was great on that frigging show with the New Zealand folk band. Flight of the Conchords. Wow.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, but still.
And she's Louise, my favorite character on Bob's Burgers.
Should I watch Bob's Burgers?
It's pretty good stuff.
It's really fun. And just the characters are wonderfully weird.
Is it on the Netflix?
No, it is not.
It is on the Showmies.
Unfortunately.
But if you, per se, have a handy Chrome plugin that masks where your IP is located, it might be on foreign versions of Netflix.
Just saying.
Just you know, just if saying. Hypothetically, maybe, that might be how it goes down.
A perfectly acceptable suggestion. Thank you very much.
I mean, there's a whole episode about My Little Pony, the convention, and it is amazing.
All right, fine. You sold me.
Bob has to go in undercover.
He goes undercover as a brony.
Ooh. I forgot that Anthony Bourdain was in that.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, good old Ron Cadillac. I liked that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
He put up with a lot.
He pops in. The whole episode where him and Archer bond, where while they're on the run.
It's actually cute and weird.
So which one of the ones isn't complaining he's not getting his money? Well, there's your culprit, bud. I like the one where they go to space.
That was pretty fun.
Bryan Cranston's in it.
Yep.
Man, I had forgotten how many very good friggin' guest stars there were in this.
Told you. George Takei. Best mafia boss ever.
He was good.
I told you, man.
Yeah, Ron Perlman is Raymond.
They didn't get Ron Perlman in there.
Well, they did. They had him as Raymond, the gay Cuban
that
contact.
Was his name. I was trying to remember it earlier. I couldn't remember it. And then they had the two guys. I love that episode. That's the one I was trying to think of in season 5 where they take the coke to Raymond. And then they get faked out by the gay guys. Oh wait, it's not real.
I love the whole thing.
With the ketchup. And the fake blood packs. It was ketchup.
I love the whole thing where they get Pam wrapped up in a cocaine cast. And then Arch is like, Pam, you need to think cool thoughts. It's not really a good idea to sweat. It will just agitate your skin and allow the
cocaine go right into your body.
Permeate faster. Okay, we have. All right, I'm ready to get our 20 kilos of coke. Well, it's actually 19. How'd you lose a whole kilo?
Pam ate it.
And Pam's just sitting there. Rah, 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 rah.
See, that
cocaine addiction was hilarious.
Like, it is the most hilarious cocaine addiction ever.
Yes. I'd like to thank the creators of Archer for finding a way to make us all laugh at cocaine addiction.
Yes. Repeatedly, in new, interesting ways for a whole year.
Yeah.
I think a lesser writing team would not have been able to make that joke run, but they did it.
They did. They took that joke and sent it to the end zone. Still can't remember what happened with Krieger and the other clones. Did he kill them?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think after season 4, he's the last one, isn't he?
I'm pretty sure he kills them to stop the nerve gas bomb.
Well, you know, if you got to do what you got to do.
Also, wasn't there also a point where Cyril became president? Because that was wonderfully awkward.
That was a weird week.
Oh, that South American country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're having a coup!
He was so proud of himself.
No, I mean, this show's fun. If you aren't watching it, track it down. It's out there. You won't regret any of it, really.
You'll waste a whole weekend, easy.
Oh, easy.
Oh, Keith David playing Lana's dad was awesome.
That was fantastic, that's right.
I would have liked to see David Keith in the role, but Keith David is a good choice.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian Slater was also in the same episode. Which
Christian Slater's in every episode of that year.
Was he really?
Yeah.
My name is an acronym, damn it.
which season was that?
Season 6.
Oh, which I have not seen.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
Because I'm like, I forgot Keith. Christian Slater?
Okay, so I have not seen this then. Tell me this.
Season 6 does have another good one where there's the one where Archer crashes in Borneo and he runs into a World War II Japanese veteran who doesn't think the war's over, and he resolves the problem by remembering the episode of the $6 Million Man about the same thing, and then shows him the episode on his phone.
Oh, wait, I have seen an episode of Season 6.
I remember catching that one when it aired. I did catch that one when it aired.
See, I thought I hadn't seen anything from season 6, and I realized I actually watched the one about Pam's sister getting married, and that was really brilliant, especially because at the end, they basically say how much they hate each other, and Pam's just smiling, like, They had, what was it, like, there was an explosion, there was some murder.
There was a cyborg.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like, I hate you. I hate you, too. This was some great family bonding.
Yeah, that's, crap, that's who I totally forgot. We forgot about Barry, the big threat for, like, what, the first three seasons?
Bionic Barry.
Bionic Barry.
He was pretty good, to be honest. He was like a...
He's a really good villain. Guy.
You know, under any other circumstance, he would have been the hero of the show.
Well, the escalation on Barry is so weird, where he's just from a rival agency, and then Archer stole his wife, and now he's a cyborg who runs the KGB and wants everyone dead.
Yes.
The path of that psychosis is totally understandable.
Sure thing, other Barry.
Oh, Barry.
And he gets stuck on the space station, and slowly, one by one, he kills the crew for not giving him the right answer till he's out.
So good. Good stuff.
Yay, Archer.
Yay, it's a pretty cool episode.
Pretty cool episode. Do you think they should keep it going?
I think they got it.
Yeah.
I think if season 7 sort of takes an A-team vibe to it, I will be happy.
Would you prefer them to alternate? It's regular spies, flashback to a 70s, 80s thing, regular spies?
I think that's the cycle they'll end up in, but I'd like to see it if they keep trying new, weirder things.
I personally would not mind seeing, like, a sci-fi version.
Oh, they have to go to space. If they hit season 10 and they are not having adventures throughout the cosmos, they're doing something wrong.
Well, they'll probably be doing something very right, but just not what we want them to do.
Like, they've already introduced... They have introduced that aliens are real in the setting, so, you know, that's gotta happen.
Lana. What? Danger zone.
And on that...
Lana! Boop.
On that, catch you guys next time. That's an episode. Good night.
Bonsoir, Dulamon. Did we just end?
Yeah, we just ended.
Did this thing just finish?
It just finished.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 3.0 license. Visit sbopodcast.com for more shows, contact information, and show notes. Thank you.